The city of Chandler in the East Valley was founded in 1891 by Dr. Alexander John Chandler, and for a long time, it was all about farming. But today, the city of more than 250,000 people is a tech hub. Intel is there. Google's self-driving car company Waymo has been testing extensively in the area, and there's also Microchip, Garmin, and GM. And now a new museum dedicated to that history and the city's future is opening there. It's not located in downtown Chandler, but instead right next to a building that's a little older, the historic McCullough Price House, built in 1938. I met Chandler Museum Administrator Jody Crago at the new museum recently to see what it's all about, and he began by telling me a little about that historic Price House.
So this house was built by Mr. McCullough in 1938. He was a winter visitor to the valley, and he stayed in the San Marcos for several years, and he loved the winters, and so he hired the architectural firm of Lesher Mahoney to build him a Phoenix Valley house, and it was the Price House here. It went from his ownership to another family, and then ultimately to Art Price, who was a business associate of Dr. Chandler's, the nephew-in-law of Dr. Chandler, and the first city attorney for the city of Chandler. So it's kind of our city's historic home, if you would.
And I understand the Chandler Museum at one point was in that house, right?
Correct. So we used to have a facility downtown in downtown Chandler. We closed that in 2012, and we relocated the museum to the McCullough Price House in 2012.
And it looks like an old-style sort of Pueblo house.
Yeah, it's Pueblo Revival style with some Art Deco stylings around on the outside as well.
It's really beautiful. Okay, so there's that 1938 right there, and then across this courtyard there's this building that we're standing in, which is brand new, still kind of under construction now, finishing up, it looks like. Tell us a little bit about this building and the contrast.
Sure. So this is a modern building built by Weddle Gilmore Associates, Weddle Gilmore Black Rock Studio. They won the competition to design the new Chandler Museum. Chandler Museum was something that the city of Chandler has been working on trying to build since 1982, when early city leaders decided, as the city was becoming a modern city, you know, with high-tech firms and whatnot, it needed a museum to be a part of that mix. So they started talking about how they could build a new museum all the way back in 1982. All these years later, with the dedicated effort of the Historical Society, elected officials, city employees, as well as lots of volunteers and just enthusiasts about history and culture of the community, helped bring this to reality after they passed two bond elections to actually build this facility.
So this was funded by bonds, then the voters here said, yes, this is something we want to pay for?
Correct. So they first asked the voters in 2004 if they wanted to build it, and they approved $8.5 million of bonds back then. Then after about a year and a half of strategic planning with the Chandler Historic Society, they were concerned that wasn't quite enough because prices had increased for construction. And so they went back to the voters in 2007 and asked for $4.5 million more. And the voters have said again, yes, we want to build this new Chandler Museum. It got delayed briefly with the recession in 2008, but we got back on track as the economy improved. And we relocated the location, which had been downtown, to this site, which was in conjunction with the McCullough Price House.
So this has been a really long time coming then. All right. So show me around a little bit. So we're in the kind of entryway, the lobby here?
Sure. So the lobby here has a new entry location admission desk, as well as ultimately we will have a gift shop here as well. It won't be when we first open up, but as we continue to develop, the gift shop will arrive and we'll have unique Chandler items as well as Chandler history and then things associated with our exhibits. The other thing down this hallway is a big mural of 1913 Chandler. It runs about 40 feet long, and then covering it, there are 44 individual photos of Chandler history, all the way back from 1912 to the very present city council, all the way down at the end.
Wow, okay. So this is celebrating Chandler's history, clearly. But there's also, I see some sort of modern day type exhibits over here. What's opening?
Absolutely. So we have two exhibits that are opening here. The first one is one of our traveling exhibits. So we built a new 5,000 square foot, completely changeable exhibit gallery. So when we asked the voters, the citizens of Chandler, what kind of museum did you want? They wanted something that was active and would change all the time. And so we developed something that would have a history component or a local cultural component about Chandler history that would fill part of the gallery, and the other part would be nationally traveling exhibits. And so the first nationally traveling exhibit that we have is the internet station Awkward Family Photos.
Yes, I can see this. So this is a fun one. And then there's also some, is this the historic Chandler area over here?
Yeah, over here, this is our first local history exhibit. It's called Gaman, Enduring Japanese American Internment at Gila River. So during World War II, Japanese Americans from the West Coast were removed forcibly from their home and incarcerated for the length of the war because they were suspected to be potential enemies. So we document this because one of those camps where they were incarcerated was just south of Chandler, directly south on the Gila River Indian Community Reservation.
So kind of a mix then of what will be here. But I wonder, what was the goal? I mean, is this about identifying Chandler as a certain type of city? Is this about creating or fostering an identity for this city or letting people know what that is? What were you hoping to achieve here?
Sure. So what we really wanted to do is we wanted to create a community museum, one that would reflect who lives in Chandler now, who lived here in the past. Our tagline is culture, history, art, because we don't think of ourselves as just a history museum. We think of ourselves as that community museum. So whether you've been here 8 weeks or 88 years, we want you to be able to come to the facility and see something and learn something about your community. So as part of those traveling exhibits, we'll continue to do art displays, cultural displays, things about cultural groups that are part of Chandler, things that have influenced Chandler. It might be technologically, it might be environmentally. And so the goal is really to reflect and then give a place for the community to come together and actually share each other's stories and experience what it means to be a person from Chandler, but also have conversations about issues that are facing us today as well. So with Japanese internment, we talk about what it means to be a citizen, what it means to be loyal. And that's, again, something that comes up regularly. And so we have this conversation here to learn about something in the past with hope that the conversation continues with what's going on today.
Yeah. So how do you think the rest of the valley or the rest of the state maybe perceives Chandler? Like, is this something that you think should help shape that identity?
Well, I think one of the things about Chandler is I think some people that haven't visited it in a while still think of it as, you know, an agricultural town. And it's far from that, right? It's a technological hub. You know, we have Google, we have PayPal, we have all sorts of people here investing technological and scientific and advanced ideas going on. We have a population that represents people from all over the world because they are coming here to fill many of those same high-tech and forward-leaning jobs. And so we really wanted people that are visiting Chandler to be able to see what Chandler looks like, but also people that maybe have lived here for a while to say, wow, Chandler is a broad and diverse community that is welcoming to everyone. And so that's, you know, we hope that our exhibits help start that conversation and help that start that exploration of what it means to be Chandler.
Jody Crago, thank you so much for having me out.
Thank you very much.
The new Chandler Museum opens to the public tomorrow, beginning with a dedication ceremony at 9:30 in the morning. If you want to see pictures and check out some more details, head to our website, theshow.kjzz.org.